Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are here with you.
And we are delighted to be with you, and we do want to say hello to a new network we are being simulcast on today, and we would like to say thank you to OnenessTalkRadio.com for hosting our show, and if you're catching us at OnenessTalkRadio.com, thanks for tuning in. And so, just fun to be expanding the Shri and Kira Live family.
Absolutely. And you know, we're at a fabulous moment right now. This is the calendar wise, we're at the 30th of September.
We are at the birth moment of October.
We are waving at October saying, hello, bring it on, bring it on.
And here we are. Now, guys, we have so much to share. This is the one. This is that moment. Predictions, revelations, energies. And yeah, hold on for this one. But those of you that are already holding online for a mini soul reading or to share your comments or suggestions, let me give you that number so you can call in and get in the queue. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Remember,
give us a call,
tune in. It's the predictions moment for October. It's a big one. And Shri, I just, you know, with all my heart and soul, I think that it's important for all of us to kind of really bring a hand to our heart and say thank you to the rising divine feminine energy. You know, we talked about this as the September energy. We talked about riding Durga. We talked about this empowered, benevolent queen goddess energy. And in this moment, it really is making a difference. And I think it's important for all of us to just open up with a deep thank you.
Well, gratitude is always a beautiful way to greet conscious attention. And I just want to say about the rising feminine energy, sometimes people forget that the feminine energy in its ascended form is not necessarily female.
Right, right.
The feminine energy.
Way beyond gender identity.
Yeah, this is an energy of upliftment, of embrace, of encouragement, of inclusion. And
creation.
And the arms of a mother that would say, good job, keep going.
I love you no matter what. Doing great.
And that unconditional support, that unconditional love is a rising tide. Now, one of the things that's amazing in our world is that you have the people that are aligned with what we refer to as density consciousness, the mass consciousness, which is very much an egoic way of living that we all know about. We all been there.
It's a familiar train.
and then you have the people that are on a conscious path of awakening and expansion, whatever words they might put on that path. We refer to it as the yoga of self-ascension because we have come to some understandings about how to universally awaken without bringing in the residues of prior ways.
Well, you know, and this really brings us to these monthly predictions, revelations. You know, we've been getting a lot of emails lately, both emails directly to us here at Guest at Shri and Kira Radio or over at namaste@shriandkira.com. But we also get YouTubers that are saying, if you visit our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira, and hey, by the way, that October video just went up. You got to watch it right after this show. And they're saying, how do you get these? Like, how do these predictions come forward every month? How do these revelations come forward every month? A lot of people going, oh my God, you guys are always so accurate. How is that? How does this come forward? How do we do this?
Well, it's not a fortune cookie, I can tell you.
Yeah, it is truly not a fortune cookie. That is true.
You know, each and every person has a service that they offer to the greater good. And this is one of the ones that we've been gifted to call forward. And what the life we live and the communion we live with the
the divine and the ascended beings that are part of the multidimensional experience of an expanding universe
that we all are living in right now. And so for Sri and I, please forgive me when I say what we simply do is consciously go into the multidimensional expansiveness and are asked to be shown what is happening. And it the way I describe it is, it's like, for me, it feels very much like a movie. Like I'm being shown what is coming. And then there is the spiritual maturity and discernment of not sharing things in ways that are alarmist for the sake of being alarmist. You know, Sri and I have made a commitment. We made a commitment many, many years ago, and a lot of people told us we were crazy, but we made a commitment many, many years ago that we would only follow the inspiration of the archangelic realm, the ascended masters, all of these beautiful, benevolent beings, and be present on the planet with inspiration and positive energy. And we had a lot of people look at us and go, are you insane? Fear is what sells. And we made a decision not to sell fear.
It's not about selling. It's not about attention or acknowledgement. What is real and what is true is the expansion of love and the expansion of those beings that are able to stand up and anchor greater love. Mm-hmm. It's through your energy, it's through your presence that we awaken the trust and the harmony in another being. Mm-hmm. It's not a sales pitch. It's not a. It's not words.
Right.
And so, as we offer these monthly energy predictions, what we are seeking to do is to truthfully share the energetic groundswell
of the ascended energy.
And that this energy is affecting all beings.
And how it's affecting all beings. And we're sharing this with you because we've had a flood of people asking how we get this information, usually coming in a realm of, oh my God, what you said happened, or, you know, whatever. So thank you for asking. And we really felt, especially with what's happening on the planet right now, that this was a valuable moment, because everything that Sri and I have done, are doing, and will continue to do as long as we still have bodies of form, we do from the space of love and trust. And literally, we have been a series of yeses that we have taken out of trust for the past 15 years. And, you know, some of the things that we've done, we have to look at them in hindsight to see why they needed to be done. But what we can share with you is the unquenchable and undeniable trust we have in the universe, and that when we clearly are guided to do something, we say yes. And because of that, we have been able to what some people call anchor on the other side. And this is important to understand, because many of you are in the process of anchoring on the other side. Many of you have, like us, anchored on the other side, and we are so excited when we get to be with you like this. And there are many who are never going to anchor on the other side, and it's important to recognize that that's okay, and that's their journey.
Yes, one of the beautiful gifts of our journey into human form is that many beings are here to take rest. Many beings are here to
hang out,
explore the lessons of the ego, to get to understand the ego.
Exactly.
Other beings are here to use the contrast and the experiences of life to cultivate those final jewels of wisdom.
Right.
And to bring those back into the oneness as they ascend through the density.
Now, all of this is relevant for this moment right now. And certainly there's lots of other relevance to everything we just shared. However, the reason we wanted to open up the show with this today is because, maybe bringing your hands to your heart, the radical authenticity of September is birthing trust for the journey of October. And this is important, guys. The big T is here. October is a month about saying yes to yourself, trusting yourself, knowing that your heart is guiding you and relaxing into that. And again, this journey has been building, building, building. We saw this, right? We talked about it in August and about the relaxing of the ego into the car seat and putting it in there. And then we were riding that lion in September. Well, in October, we're here. We've ridden the lion to the top of the mountain. We're here standing with the lion because we are empowered. There is nothing that can take away our truth, and we are ready to live it and thrive through it. That is the ascended energy working through October, and that is something you are ready to do, or you wouldn't be listening to this show.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a wow. I think it's a big wow.
It is. It is. It's important to remember that you are enough.
Yes. Yay.
And that your guidance is good, and that your heart is good. And if something doesn't quite pan out, then there's a learning that comes, and then there's new choices ahead. It's important to recognize that the flow that is expressing through your life will carry you toward ever refining cycles of learning and love.
Yeah.
And that the flow is grounded in the very fabric of the love of the universe.
Mm.
So only good can come by relaxing into the flow.
I love that. I love that, Sri, really.
And that this brings us kind of back to what we were chatting about with the energy of September moving into October.
Right, because remember, guys, it's not done yet. September peaks this month, October.
Yeah, what was started in September is still maturing and ripening into October.
Yeah, we're still in it.
And then there's two energies that we're kind of putting a line under. One of them, one of them we mentioned in September, which is a radical authenticity.
Yeah.
Well, authenticity is the truth of who you are and why you're here. And it may seem radical to those that were partners in pain, those that were living other kinds of contracts with you. The key is to recognize that truth is truth. Your authenticity is what is. And to trust that, to express that, and to lean into that. That's what makes it radical, is we trust without any good reason, because we know that trust is the love of the universe.
You know, trust is also an indicator. It's an energy. You know, I've shared this with many of my dear friends, and I that includes all of you beautiful dear friends who are here with us every Sunday. And maybe I've shared this with you before too, so forgive me if I have. But you know, I was very, very, very blessed to have an amazing stepdad. And he came into my life in my early 20s and was with me until very, very recently. He just transitioned off the planet a few months ago. And I will never forget, Sri, early on, I was just starting my business career, you know, my business life, just out of college, really moving forward. And I'll never forget, he gazed at me and he shared a piece of advice that has really served my entire life really well. And he gazed at me and he said, just remember one thing, never trust those who do not trust.
Mm.
And I want you guys to really take that in. Never trust those who do not trust. People who inherently do not trust because they themselves are not trustworthy. They can't trust because they can't trust themselves. And that is a very powerful, because I am really one of these trust first people.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do trust everybody. And I have to admit, if I'm with someone who's telling me all the reasons why I'm a fool to trust people and why they don't trust anybody, I appreciate that they're very clearly telling me I should not trust them.
Well, and there's a life lesson in that in terms of interacting with folks.
Yeah.
The key to also bring into your awareness is that trust with a capital T means I rely on the divine energy that is working through me and all creation. I love that energy. I trust that energy. We are divine beings having this earthly experience. And the more we line our consciousness up with that, the more we trust that, the more beauty becomes visible in our lives. Because consciousness interacting with energy is what creates form and also creates miscreations, meaning creations that are out of harmony. And so we have this beautiful feedback mechanism. Whenever we are having a conversation with someone, do you feel loved? Do you feel expanded? Do you feel peaceful or energized? Or are you tired or distracted? It's an interesting piece of feedback.
It is.
and that is the fabric of the energetic that is going on between us. So I just want to remind each and every one of us, as we practice becoming ever more radical in our authenticity, meaning ever more visible, we may discover that there are folks in our zone of experience that have a little trouble connecting with us in that way, because it's inviting them to do the same. And this is where we have to be patient with ourselves and with other beings. October is a month where the rising feminine energy will also support the rising authenticity of the awakened state of being.
Now I want you to really take that in, because as we mentioned, this is of course outside of any form of sexual or gender identity. What this is about is that Durga energy. Now, guys, I want to talk about the mythology going on here, because this is really, really powerful. So what's happening is this. In August, the lion energy roared onto the planet. And if you're not sure what we're talking about, please go to our YouTube channel, and it's just simply Official Sri and Kira, and go watch the August and September videos. And hey, while you're there, launched just about an hour ago, October is posted, and there's a lot more than we have time for on the show, so you want to catch that video. And as we have ridden that Durga, we talked about September being Durga rising and the energy of the benevolent queen, and that we had the opportunity to actually affect change, and we have, and yeah, we are. And I think that is just a huge pop champagne moment. Yet we can't get too comfy yet. It's still young, it's still building, but we are making a difference. And so in October, what we told you in August, late August, was that this energy was going to peak October 9 through 18. And so at the same time that this energy is peaking on the planet, and there's also going to be kind of like this moment on the 19th, but as this energy is peaking on the planet, at the same time, this is when Navratri is celebrated in India. And Navratri is the festival of Durga, and it celebrates all of her aspects, and there's different colors and different energies for each day and special things that happen. And of course, we'll be doing all that here at Tosa Blue Mountain, Ecuador. But the reason I'm sharing it with you right now is I want you guys to understand the symbolism and why we've been talking about Durga, other than this wonderful serendipity of the energies. Durga is the union of Saraswati, Lakshmi, and Parvati.
Now, in the Hindu mythology and the creation energies that are shared in the writings, these goddesses and all of the deities are all reflections of the magnificence expressing here on the earth. And when we talk about Durga being the culmination of these three goddess energies, these three energies, we look at Lakshmi, for example, who is the conveyor of abundance and creation and manifestation. And we couple that with Saraswati, which is divine, you know, it's accomplishment. It's the
wisdom,
arts
and
the music and the wisdom combined with Parvati, who represents the empowered, balanced feminine, who can stand with the holy.
The wife of Shiva, right? It's that balanced, empowered feminine.
Yeah, and you take all three of these and give them a personification, and we see this image of Durga riding on the back of a lion, coming into form, coming into the community.
Well, and what I love about this is, because remember, guys, we've been doing this in September, but you've got to keep going. We're not done. We're now kind of arrived at the battlefield, ready to go. And Durga herself can stand apart from the lion and double her energy. Because remember, Durga wields the weapons of the gods. You know, Shiva gave Durga his trident, and Vishnu gave Durga the Sudarshan chakra, and Brahma gave Durga wisdom and insight and knowledge. And so you are that. And those 9 through 18 moments, all of those aspects, similar to the festival of Navratri, all of those aspects are going to be called upon. Now, Why is this important? Because of that overarching energy of trust. Remember, the energy of September was radical authenticity, and then it was expressing through the rising divine feminine and this rising Durga and the benevolent queenship and all of those aspects going into that beautiful equinox full moon, which was incredibly extraordinary.
Oh, and just close enough to be a beautiful memory.
Well, and you know, we honored the rising feminine here during the equinox.
And this equinox, we were delighted to have a group of people with us, of students that came for
the Divine Illuminations.
The Divine Illuminations workshop, which is about the expanding energy.
Yes, and we expanded it so much that on the equinox, we installed our beautiful sacred blue Maria.
Now, this is something very special that we're sharing because some of you may remember a month or so ago, Kira shared the story about a Maria painting that came to us.
The day of my surgery, literally.
And that painting began to offer blessings of communion and energy and healing. And then this evolved into the call to bring this beautiful Maria.
Yeah, the whole time
into
I was healing.
Form, into
yeah.
a more tangible expression.
The whole time I was healing from my surgery, she kept appearing and talking to me and saying, bring me to life, bring me to life. And this is how this all came to be.
And so if you're on our newsletter list, and we encourage you to join, you're going to get some photos of this beautiful altar that's out. It's basically a Maria garden.
It really is. Yeah. And get on the newsletter list. That newsletter goes out tomorrow.
And so we were delighted that our group from the Divine Illuminations Workshop, together with some local people here, joined us to consecrate this permanent installation of this cosmic blue Maria.
And, you know, and what's so beautiful is, and you guys will see this in the picture, is we also were called to install our first 6 authentic Bhutanese prayer flags as part of a prayer garden reflection meditation grotto that's right where, when you walk up to this beautiful Maria area, it's right up there with it. And it really, when I took the picture, I felt like we had already opened up the rainbow bridge between here and Bhutan. It felt very much like when we had been in Kedarnath and that we were in the Himalayas. And there is this synergistic coming together. And this trip to Bhutan is so sacred. And so there's even things we just can't talk about on the air, but I know you can feel them. And the unprecedented access, and Sri and I are going to be filming a documentary while we're there. If you can join us, there are 2 slots left. Get to shriankira.com. Go look at the events page. Come to Bhutan in 2019. Heck, join us for Divine Illuminations in March for the equinox. Or there's 2 slots left for New Year's Eve and for the Remembering Mastery journey that's going to happen during that time. Get here live.
You know, there's a lot of opportunities to enhance and anchor your expansion and to be with other beings who are doing the same. Because when we gather in an ascended community of spiritual beings, we anchor in something that we cannot find in the outer world.
That's called trusting yourself. And it brings us right back here to October, because when we can trust our inner voice, when we can trust ourselves, what happens is our clarity starts getting more accurate. Our intuition is more available. All of our gifts get richer when we say to the universe, yes. And when we doubt, we're actually saying no to the universe. Mm-hmm. And this is another gift, because in October, my loves, and again, we talked about this in late August, that period of time between the 9th and the 18th, and I want you to kind of bring a hand to your heart as we share what we're going to share right now, because we've really wrestled for the past couple of weeks. We wrestled with how we were going to share this. And so here's what I want you guys to hear. The energy is putting itself in such a way that for those who are trusting their instincts in the third dimension, they will sense a timing of energy to release a profound, and I am going to use the words, false flag type energy into the planet. And that's part of what this 9th to the 18th, with this kind of 19th moment is. And this is why you are really being invited to trust what you know is true versus what someone else would try to tell you is true.
You know, trust is an inside job, as is your empowerment.
Yeah.
There is nothing in the outer world that will support your expansion except through the interaction with your inner world.
Yep.
And that, therefore, the inner world is primary. We invite you to continue to deepen your choice to be authentic, mm-hmm. to align with your spiritual mm-hmm. nature and mm-hmm. the way that works for you, to be looking through the surface of those you interact with yeah. and see the divine in action. Oftentimes when we stare out into the world, we see beauty that is not recognized by the very person carrying the beauty.
That's true.
And it's good to look for that because it helps us stay anchored to what is the ocean of love that is underneath the myriad of expressions.
Yeah.
And as we do that, our flow enhances, our trust enhances, and our ability to serve becomes more joyful.
Yes, and this is the gift of October, is that joy is what will sustain you through the entire month. See, my angels, radical authenticity gives you the freedom to be yourself, because radical authenticity is honesty, it's integrity, it's being the gift of who you are, holding and maintaining only love for those around you. Yet there are many who are terrified of the truth. And the reason they're terrified of the truth is because they don't love themselves enough to want to grow through it. And they may think they do, but they're afraid. And fear is usually at the baseline of all of this. Now, this is really critical to underscore and understand for October, because the gift of September was to clear out the garbage, was to clear out the trash, to clear out anything that would have prevented you from growing or from saying, you know what, I'm happy with where I am, right? I'm just going to kind of stay in this zone because I feel very good in this zone. And you know what? Either way is cool. Clear out the trash and move on, or stay in the zone that you're comfortable in. Either way, you've made a decision. It's in the middle where your pain comes in, and it's in the middle where interference shows up. Because interference energy can only enter through the pathways of fear and doubt. And that is the energy that is seeking to interfere with your clarity, with your radical authenticity, with your trust in October. What's your defense? To actually trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. You have nothing to prove.
Right.
And nor do you need to be approved of.
Yeah. Think about, you know, that brings you up that old, you know, what you think of me is none of my business.
That's it. There's old habits that come out of density school, which are seeking approval or acknowledgement or belonging. And while all of those energies are lovely, you do not require them in order to be whole.
That is so, so true. And you know, Sri, one of the things, and guys, there's just so much more we can share about October. And I can't stress enough, if you did not watch the September video, or if you watched it super early on and forgot, go back to Official Sri and Kira over there at YouTube and watch the September video, because literally everything we talked about has happened and is still happening. And it brings you right to the October video, which you're going to want to then watch also at Official Sri and Kira. Now, you know, Sri, we've been sharing so much. There is so much to share. There is so much energy, but the phone lines have been full since we pretty much started the show. Why don't we invite in some of our beautiful community?
Yeah. Well, we're going to begin at line one, and we'll say hi to Danny from Colorado.
Namaste, Danny. Welcome to the show, Angel.
Well, it's good to get a live reading from you guys. About 2 years ago, I called because there was big change I was feeling. And it did happen, and I'm feeling it again. I'm just wondering if I can get a mini soul reading so I can set my course.
Well, I am honored, Danny, and it's always a gift and an honor to connect with the energy field that you carry. It is so extraordinary. And yeah, you know, I my heart is smiling. Sri and I are smiling that you're our first caller today, because this is about trust, right? You're getting that feeling again. You're feeling this movement kind of expansion. This is, you are very much at the word they're giving me is precipice moment. And they're saying that this one is, this is like an anchoring shift that's happening. So as you're setting your course, you are actually setting anchor as part of the movement, and that this is a time for you to allow that anchor to come forward and to celebrate that it has arrived. So this is a moment of maturity. This is a moment of expansion, and this is a moment of anchorship. And I am very grateful you got through today. And thank you for being on the planet, Danny. We love you dearly. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings. Namaste. Wow, Sri. I mean, I'm just, you got to love that here we are talking about trust.
Yes,
and this is
yes.
really what Dani is doing. And her question was really, you know, okay, I'm getting this sense again. I got it a couple years ago, called in, got it validated, calling in again. Wow. Beautiful, perfect first way to begin.
You know, and it brings up another learning is that when we have a friend or a person that we just met and we're greeted with love and encouragement,
yeah.
then our capacity to trust ourselves deepens.
Very much so in every single way.
And that is truly the embrace of the divine feminine and the embrace of the universe as it's rising in authenticity.
And demonstrating oneness. And I just want to reach out again and say that we are delighted and honored that today is our first day simulcasting over at onenesstalkradio.com. And if you get a chance, check them out as well.
And I'll tell you what, we're at the bottom of the half hour here. We're going to take a little station break, and I want you to stand by. We're going to take your calls. We're going to share more wonderful revelations. So be with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home. And on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We're delighted to be with you right here, right now.
Woo, we are. And what a gorgeous moment to be with you as September so beautifully just kind of exhales into October. You know, we've been and that rising tide, riding that Durga energy, preparing, growing. And remember, September will not, we're still in this energy. This is one of those that it's just a big continuation. We are building. This energy is going to keep getting bigger. And then we're going to have this really kind of like whirlpool of energy, October 9 through 18, with kind of a moment on the 19th. And wow. It's a big one. And you're going to want to hang with us all month long because every Sunday we update the energy. We give you more ideas, more things to do, because it's one thing to know the energy, but it's another thing to understand how to navigate it, to have the practical tools, to have the ability to say, okay, if I know this is here, then how can I help myself through it?
Well, and that brings up a wonderful discernment, because for the most part, fear is anchored in your inner child.
Oh, yeah.
It is the child aspect of yourself that has bought into the fear, because the child had a very limited worldview. Do you not remember how different the world looked when you were 3 years old as opposed to 30?
Or how long a day was? A day was forever, oh my goodness.
And so it's important to recognize that whenever the energy of fear or doubt begins to be recognized, that you take a step. And
yeah.
the step can be as simple as bringing a hand to your heart, taking in a deep breath, and saying something like, quietly to yourself, you say, okay, I see, I recognize this experience, and I'm ready to expand through it and breathe.
Ooh.
I trust myself.
Yes.
I trust the universe. Mm. And this flash of fear or doubt was a momentary blip.
Right.
You know, and if sometimes when we've had a trauma in our background, we need to spend a little more time with the inner child to really help him or her come into greater healing and trust. And that's part of the individual journey of healing. But what is universal is to pay attention, to use your breath, to bring your hand to your heart, and to begin to shape your context for experience.
Now, you know, your context for experience is such a valuable point, because in most schools, I know certainly when I was growing up, they didn't teach us how to navigate our emotions. They didn't teach us how to navigate our spiritual awakening. Usually it was quite the opposite.
Yep.
And, you know, about, oh my goodness gracious, about 12 years ago, you and I were very, very, very blessed that the archangelic realm took a full year of our lives and guided us through a process that we then put all together and synthesized into a program called Navigating the Inner Matrix. And guys, if ever there was a moment to take advantage of that program, it is right now. It will walk you through October, November. It'll take you all the way into early December. It's affordable. And we have watched over the past 12 years, literally thousands of people become better people, break free, grow after taking this course.
Navigating the Inner Matrix offers you the opportunity to get behind the projector in the movie theater of your life and to discover that you have greater choices and greater power and greater capacity mm-hmm. for divine connection and peace. It is a 9-lesson program that right. is best integrated over 9 weeks.
Yeah, if you want to do 1 a week. Yeah,
and that gives you, by pacing it in this fashion, you can actually anchor true positive change. Mm-hmm.
And this is the time, because we're trying to anchor true positive change planet-wise, globally, universally, independently, but it begins with us. It begins with you.
And it begins with this rising energy of support and reassurance and love coming from the universe. So why not take a step to move forward in a more healthy, positive way?
You know, Sri, I love, speaking of love coming in from the universe, we have been getting flooded with emails at Sri and Kira, and you just write us, guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And as a matter of fact, I'm smiling here because you got to love the serendipity. I am pretty sure, Sri, that our next caller is also the email we were going to read. I'm pretty sure. So let's welcome our next caller. We're going to go to line 3.
And we'll say hi to Austin from Alberta.
And I'm hoping I'm right. Austin, did you send us a letter?
Yes, I did.
Well, I love this. We were going to read your letter, and then I saw you in the call board, and I was like, well, you've just got to love the universe is supporting you.
Well, thanks for reaching out.
You got a double hit. We picked your letter, and you got through.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. That is absolutely crazy.
So I was I was doing the same wow dance.
Yeah, that is quite serendipitous indeed, and it is an honor to connect with both you and Sri again over the phone lines. It has been quite a journey, and I just want to say, ever since like March from the gut punches and April and the puzzle pieces and everything, like it's just crazy in retrospect, and even in real time as it happened, how spot on everything really was. But I just wanted to actually get a mini soul reading, and it does indeed have conjunction to the email I had sent you. But, you know, kind of if there's anything I'm missing on my path, anything my guides kind of want to tell me at this point in time, where I'm at a very unique situation in my life with a very unique individual I had met a number of months ago, and I just wanted to see what may come through or what I should need to hear right now.
Ooh. Well, first and foremost, my angel, I love you so much. Your energy field right now it's like this clear, radiant light. Like when I'm looking at your energy field, it's just this clear, radiant light. And my right ear, lots of really, really high pitched tone as I connect with you. And this message is coming in from, I think this is like, as I'm following it, it feels like this is coming directly in from the 33rd crystalline realms of divine crystalline beings. And what they're saying is, our beautiful brethren, it is your moment of awakening. It is your moment of being. This is the time for you to do that which you have acquired, to trust that which you are, and to recognize that your hands are being guided. And so it is. That's the message they want you to hear, my love. And thank you for the opportunity to connect with this group of ascended presence beings around you. Wow. I bow before you.
Wow. I can really feel that. Just kind of move through me. That's amazing. Thank you very much, Kira. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste, angel. Namaste. Wow. Woo. I can barely hear. The tone is so high.
it's an amazing thing. Each person brings a gift for the greater community to touch in with.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes as we meet people, our attention is elsewhere. and the gift just flies by.
It does. But, you know, this is part of trusting.
You're fully there.
Well, you know, and we need to trust. I mean, I'm loving that you're bringing it up, Sri, because, again, you know, this October experience is about saying yes to you. Say yes to you. What does your heart want to do? What is your soul screaming at you to pay attention to? Say yes and do it. It's October. The more that you say yes to you and trust that the universe is guiding you, the more beautiful this month will be. And honestly, those energies that are going to try to, now here it is, guys, they're big. They're going to try to manipulate you. They're going to try to interfere with you. They're going to try to kick you off course. If you are in the cocoon of your divine mastery, of your trust, and of your divine yes, you won't even notice that those energies were on the planet. But if you are in doubt, and if you are in fear, and if you are tracking with the pervasive fear and doubt of the planetary thought body, then hold on, my angel, because you might be knocked off base. You might be knocked off course. And that's when you want to come and listen to these shows again. That's when you want to have on beautiful music. You should check out the music at onenesstalkradio.com. That's when you're going to want to be available to yourself, to the tools that are there to say, wait a minute, this is the illusion. Wait a minute, I am not this. Wait a minute, thank you for reminding me. I get to claim my mastery.
Well, and there is a great paradox. Anytime we get knocked on our ear, anytime we have an upset, you have a moment there where either you spiral into self-blame and doubt and
all the stuff.
All that caca.
Right.
You know, or you say, oh, wait a minute. I'm off track here, and you stand up again.
Right, on.
You know that there's a sense of loving confidence that is groomed through the pitfalls.
Yeah.
Either way, there's a win, and the win is your life.
Yes.
Because everything that happens is there to refine you, to strengthen you, and to help your resolve and your commitment become forefront.
Whew, and October is a month for you to say yes to your empowerment, to have ridden that lion to the battlefield where you are standing happy, proud, ready, because there is no longer a battle to fight because you have already won. It's the dawn. It's the birth, if you allow it to be. Otherwise, you're arriving at the battlefield tired and battered and feeling overwhelmed by the amount of competition and illusion that is waiting to interfere with your joy. It's a big month.
Absolutely, it's a big month. And this is why we have this archetypal energy of,
exactly,
of Durga,
yeah,
who is riding the lion.
Oh, yeah. She's commanding it, baby. She is commanding it.
And for those of you that are anchored more familiar, with other traditions, it's important to recognize that there are archetypal energies. There
exactly.
There are metaphors.
Right.
For
pick
energy.
The ones that apply to you.
Yeah. And the shamanic traditions, you know, you have your totem animal.
Right.
And that totem animal offers you strength and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, try on October with your totem be Durga.
Exactly. Yeah. Or the lion as it is, you know, and just allow that energy. And, you know, speaking of allowing that energy, there are so many beautiful waiting for us to say
All
hello
right.
to.
We're going to head to line four and we'll welcome Jillian from California.
Hey, beautiful, gorgeous Jillian. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kara. I'm so happy to connect with you guys again. When I called this morning or this afternoon, I told the person receiving the call that I called in February, but I actually realized I talked to you guys in May. And I just love you guys so much. I just want to say thank you and just spread more loving energy. Like, that's really it. I was just going to listen to the show online, and then Kara just started saying the number, and I started typing it in, and I got through. So I feel like it's just beautiful and amazing, and I love you.
Well, thank you. That's called flow.
Yeah, you know, we love you so much. And I have to share with you, every time you call in, I see you and I dancing, and it's just so fun. This twirling, spiraling, dancing, and colors, and energy. And I just want to share with you that there is this, again, around you, this momentum, you know, and it is powered by your love. It is powered by your joy. And this beautiful being who's standing before you saying, just keep smiling. It's like, no matter what, just keep smiling. And in your case, really cling to the trust. And it's like, I see you spinning your way through October. And I see like these birth, like all these new things birthing that are going to be around you November, December. So thank you for the gift of that. Wow. I'm loving it. I got to sit down, girl. I'm dizzy.
Thank you so much. I love you. Namaste.
We love you too, honey. Many blessings. Namaste. Woo, Shri. Amazing.
Some fun, huh?
Well, and I want to really underscore that energy, the energy of fun.
Yes.
You know, because, and you know, we've talked about this a lot, and I want to remind all of you that, you know, talking about fun, right before we were on the air, it is Super Sunday. So we were on with our dear friends, Alan and Sandra on Twin Flame Divine Fire, and you might want to go check that out. That you can also find that show at onenesstalkradio.com, because we were talking a lot about this energy of fun and the energy of what it takes to really anchor your presence, to anchor your trust in yourself. And part of it is being able to laugh at yourself. Part of it is being able to not take it so darn seriously.
Well, if you're ever bummed out and you have a little bit of a frown, it's time to stand on your head.
Yeah.
Because when people joke about turning that frown upside down, that's not work. That's called move the energy, baby.
Move
your energy.
Right. And when we move our energy, that is a sign of mastery. And this is something that is so often, and this is part of that manipulated energy to get you to doubt yourself, is that we have this illusion, and it's an illusion of the illusion, in my humble opinion, but we have this illusion that in order to be enlightened, in order to be a master, we need to have no longer any effect by living in a body. And that is an absolute lie. Mm-hmm. As long as you have a body, that body will have needs. That body will be available to assist you to maintain your mastery. You know, I love that Archangel Zadkiel has always said, the body is your greatest lie detector.
You know, one of the truths that is sometimes difficult to wrap around is that you wouldn't have been allowed to take birth if you were not already carrying that mastery energy.
Now, really take that in, guys. Really, really own that for a minute. Take a breath around that.
This is grad school, folks.
Yeah. Oh, this is PhD level.
You've already, just the fact that you're here.
Exactly.
And the biggest delusion is the idea that there's you're flawed and that you've got to work really hard to attain something that is always going to be just out of reach.
Right. And you're never going to be quite enough because, you know, what if you have a quote unquote bad day, or what if something does trigger you? My angels, all of those things happen regardless of your level of mastery. It's not when they happen, it's what you do with it.
Absolutely. And this is the joy of being on a planet of density, is that everything is presenting in a way that will call you out over and over.
And over and over.
And so when we learn to have a sense of humor, when we learn to love our life, when we learn to relax into the flow that is carrying you forward and realize there is a divine love at work expressing through all creation, as we line up with that, it gets easier and easier and happier and happier.
You know, it really does. And we're sharing this with you because oftentimes you are more awake than you are giving yourself credit for. And that is because of that remnant doubt. Doubt is a sly pirate. Doubt and fear dance together often, and they will love you to stay with them. They are the ultimate partner in pain. And you know, Sri, speaking of partners in pain, I really want to go to, I know we have people holding still, but I want to go to an email that we got. And this email came in from one of our longtime listeners who is also one of the featured musicians over at OnenessTalkRadio.com.
Well, this comes from Benjamin, and it's the subject line was "Grounding begins to finally anchor."
I love this subject. This is such a great email, and we selected it not because Benjamin is also over at Oneness Talk Radio. We selected it because I think everybody is dealing with this.
Absolutely. And it goes like this. Many blessings, Sri and Kira. It seems the grounding of September is finally anchoring for me, but it took all month for some reason. A lot of it has meant me putting my foot down in the past few days with certain people, including businesses I deal with, as well as disconnecting myself from someone who used to be a friend, aka a partner in pain.
And this is really important. This is why I thought this letter was really important.
And he acknowledges it was really hard to let them go.
It is, and it's, but it takes a lot of courage.
However, in a sense, quote, taking back our power from the outlets that were causing imbalances and being so ungrounded in the first place, I think this full moon energy has empowered this for me. The place of being done and signaling to people and the universe clearly without hesitation. Anyway, I felt I needed to write this out to you, and I'm wondering if others are dealing with this also. Similar situations? Question mark. Thanks for reading. Lots of love, Benjamin. Well, I'll tell you what, dear Benjamin, it's important to recognize that we're not alone. And when you when you are putting your foot down and claiming your power, yeah, I can guarantee you it's being mirrored out in the universe. And there are others that are feeling that very same call, that very same, if not now, when?
Yeah.
It's the moment of the nowness, yeah, saying, no, I am done with this BS.
Right.
I am done with compromise, and I choose to stand in my empowerment.
Whew. And you know, this is the one thing that I think is really important to pay attention to, and that is that when we have the courage, and it takes spiritual tenacity and courage to really stand in our power, especially with those partners in pain.
Yep.
You know, the partners in pain are often the people that we are the most surprised are not supporting us at a time when we feel the most empowered ourselves.
Well, these were the people that really comforted us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go.
And that comfort was given when we were feeling down and disempowered. And so, yeah, there is an emotional bond that is somewhat dysfunctional, but it's there. And so it's important to recognize that as we stand up and claim our power, it will be met with some reaction with those folks that we had prior relations with.
Right, right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you are demonstrating to them the cosmic possibility of living an empowered life. And they'll get it. They may react at first saying, don't wake me up. But later on, they're going to say, hey, I want some of that.
I want what you have. And, yeah, and you know, Benjamin, thank you for being so succinct and so clear about this. And, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you're saying, wow, it took all month. Hey, congratulations. You know, the key is to be available and aware. And that's really what it's about. If you're available, the awareness comes forward. And from that, you keep growing. And, you know, Sri, something you mentioned I want to hitchhike on. Whenever we have the courage to stand up to a partner in pain, 10 new lions appear that didn't even know we existed until we stood out in the clear field and said, here I am. So this is a moment of celebration.
Absolutely. And each and every one of us gets to do it. Each and every one of us gets to be the empowered lion. Is it your time?
Well, you know what? Let's make it someone's time who's on the phone because we're running out of time.
All right. We're going to head to line 5. And on line 5, we have Yvonne from Vancouver, Canada.
Namaste, Angel. Welcome.
Woohoo! I'm so happy to be on. Sri and Kira, I was in Ecuador in July and had such a profound experience. And when I came back, oh my gosh, at times I felt I wasn't even living my own life or I was watching my life or something. Mm-hmm. And today's show seems like a projector of everything that I've been dealing with. Anyway, yes, I took out the garbage and got rid of some and took care of some partners in pain. And I was out with a friend on Friday night, and I expressed some of the things, you know, that I've been going through. And she looked at me, and she goes, well, now, do you have friends or a support group that is supporting you through these bombshells, these truth bombs that you're dropping? And I looked at her with a smile on my face, and I said, yes. Well, of course, this community. Anyway, I'm wondering if there's anything in that my guides would like to share with me, because I most definitely am trusting.
Yes, you are. And I'm going to jump in because we are out of time on the show, but I love, love, love that we're ending the show with this wonderful information, because Yvonne, the message from your guides is celebrate, keep going, and trust. You are the epitome of what's happening on the planet, and you are in flow with it. Let it be amazing. We love you. We miss you. Come visit again.
Oh, no, I'd love to. Much love. Big hugs.
Hugs, hugs. Namaste.
And to all of our beautiful listening audience, we want to offer you an embrace of love and encouragement. And we encourage you to go to YouTube and watch the official Sri and Kira, see the monthly predictions we've shared there. And until we have the joy of being live with you next week, may you breathe deeply and trust and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.